Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Fraga. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dick Cox. Batting second, the second baseman, Milt Stock. Batting third, the left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jack Fournier. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jimmy Johnston. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank DeBerry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dazzy Vance. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Dazzy Vance. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grigsby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraga fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stock moves to third. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stock scores. Wheat moves to third. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dazzy Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stock strikes out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernier hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fraga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Grigsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fraga moves to second. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 0-for-1 in the game. DeBerry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dazzy Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vance strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeBerry. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffith. Wheat reaches second base with a double. Stock moves to third. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fernier is walked intentionally. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnston hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Fernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. 2 outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fragaugh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeBerry hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dazzy Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vance strikes out. The throw from Hartnett to pick off Ford, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grigsby hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffith moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Butch Weiss pinch hits for Pete Alexander. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffith scores. Grimm scores. Moranville moves to third. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from DeBerry to Ford covering second. The throw back to home, and Moranville is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Vic Keane now pitching. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stock hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moranville. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hartnett settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hartnett. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fernier takes first base on ball 4. Wheat moves to second. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams is hit by the pitch. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. Heathcote bunts in front of the plate. DeBerry fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fragaw hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grigsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Keane covering, for the out. One out. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeBerry takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Dazzy Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. DeBerry moves to second. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stock takes first base on ball 4. DeBerry moves to third. Vance moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wheat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.